Oh my! I just love meeting that threshold of femininity.
So if somebody held a gun to your head and said you have to either kiss Jeff Kessler or Mario Adrian, who would you choose?
Oh no!
Hello guys, welcome to this ASMR video. Do you like that? Hey Jeff. Hey Jeff.
Hello. Kevin. I've got a few questions to ask you. They might lean sexual.
I have a confession. Jeff had sex last night with
No!
What is up, my friends, and welcome to Uncensored, my podcast where I share my uncensored truth from my balls, from Jeff Kessler's balls, and from Kevin Roldan's balls straight into your beautiful faces. I don't know where to start, man. Let's do a quick introduction. So Kevin Roldan, my Filipino muse. He's a famous fashion photographer, traveled all around the world, did castings for Milan Fashion Week. He's also a courtroom cinematographer, and he's my very good friend. And today we're sharing a bed here in Barcelona. So we're doing a Euro trip right now. So Kevin, what is your intention with this Euro trip for 1 month traveling with the boys?
Okay, well, first of all, I am so excited to be traveling with the boys, Mario, Jeffy, and you can't see him, but Riley. And I feel like I want to have powerful connections, drink really good coffee, and create some art that we can just like eternalize and share.
Yeah, because for me, it's amazing traveling with somebody we can be creative with together, you know?
Right.
And also, like on the side note, we also have another mission for you, which is finding love, right? And that's one thing I want to, like,
an
intervention I want to have.
Okay, all right. So, open up the field.
So, you know, you described the perfect guy for you that you want to find.
Yes.
Do you want to remind us again what that perfect guy looks like?
Oh, I would love to. Okay. 6'3".
Okay.
Olive skin tone. Like, can tan. It's beautiful. I feel like a non-negotiable tattoos. Mm-hmm. And I've always said this, you can have like a little tattoo, a big tattoo, lots of tattoos, a small tattoo, a henna tattoo,
a butt tattoo, exactly.
Someone's name on you tattoo.
Exactly.
Okay, but just at least a tattoo. It can even be henna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then kind. We want a kind.
A kind person, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like someone I know sitting to your left.
You have to.
He's 6'3", he's got olive skin, he's got tats all over his ass, all over his Johnson. Mm-hmm. What else do you want? Look at this guy. He's a 6'3 Spaniard. Look at that beautiful skin, bro.
Right?
All right, so is this like a hidden message for Mario?
It kind of seems like it, but we've made this pact that he will be the best wingman. That's so sweet of you.
I was like, fuck, man. Oh my God. And I keep bringing this up, you know, I keep bringing up to Kevin that we're on this trip right now and we're sleeping in the same bed. We have like two rooms, one with Riley and Jeff, one with us. I keep telling him that, you know, sometimes in life you go after things and you're chasing these like dreams and aspirations, but what you want has always been right in front of you. And I'm waiting for that moment where it's going to kick in for you. You have this epiphany and you see these flashbacks of like the shoot with me, you know? There's, because we did a photo shoot, the 1920s photo shoot, there's a full vlog on my main YouTube channel, and there was like this moment I'll never forget.
Right, yeah.
When we were shooting, and the concept of the photo shoot was basically that I was at a hotel and I was unsure about my sexuality, and there was this blonde, beautiful woman, and then there's also the bellboy, who then became like my lover, and we had this one moment where you took off that hat, and I like was touching your shoulder or something, and you looked up to me.
Wasn't it so good? I got it too! No, it was so good! I know, I felt it.
We're definitely gonna fuck it. It was like
I
this look of like,
it.
Oh, I'm your best.
Oh.
I'm just a cleaning up, but man,
I
we're
know.
Definitely
I
gonna
that.
Do
that. That was
insane. And there's
that.
Like this split second where we
felt
locked
it.
Eyes.
I know, we both felt
and
it.
And that is the moment.
I was like, wingman.
No, 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 it's not how the story goes.
Oh my God. You can't wing zone him like that. It's like friend zone. You can't throw him in the friend zone like that.
It's happened before, guys. It's not a big deal. I'm just going to keep it, you know, we still have like a couple of weeks because we're going to Italy, Lago Como, we're going to Berlin. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. And you've shot with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
You're a photographer. That's like is that like the main thing you do? Or
I've
like
been
what's
doing photography professionally since about 2015. I'm based in LA. I do it in New York, in Chicago, Miami, and then the international market, which is like Milan, it's Fashion Week, Paris, London. And so I've had my fair share of meeting and shooting some of the top top campaign male models.
And you shoot mainly men, right?
Mainly men. Main
thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason? Because is it... Because, like, is it, like, a main thing where, because I know a lot of, like, photographers that I shoot with, like, also, like, you know, gay photographers. Is it, like, something you just prefer shooting with men because you feel more comfortable? Or is it because of the sexuality? What is the thing that...
So I started out shooting women. I think that's, I would be in, when I was in high school, I got my first, like, professional DSLR camera. And after, like, class, I would go into, like, the woods and, like, tease their hairs. We'd buy dresses from Target. And we would just like play around with like my Nikon D50 and shoot with like my 50 millimeter lens, and I thought like, whoa, this is so cool. And at that time, like America's Next Top Model was out, so it was always just so fun to create images. But then once I got in the industry, I felt like it was more not just natural, but my images could be more honest because how I see men. And then there's that connection there with being able to shoot men easily and how I would think they want to be portrayed and internalized.
I feel that too. I mean, I think you have to, like a photographer, right? It's almost like a voyeurist in some way, and the model is an exhibitionist. So I think there has to be some sort of like, you know, understanding of like the drive and the sexuality there.
Yeah, I always feel like even if it's for that moment, you have to make me fall in love with you. At the end of the shoot, then we go our separate ways. But like, what's important is that my shoots, like, I always like talk to the models for maybe about an hour, hour and a half, get to know them.
And I love that. I love that because, I mean, Jeff, you've had like experiences. We shot with Kevin, right, a couple times. And we've also shot with photographers where it was like very uncomfortable. But because we have this bond, you know, the emotional connection first, it's very comfortable to shoot with.
So are you saying that like women don't make you fall in love with them? Which is okay.
Yeah. So I can capture women, but from a beauty standpoint. You're beautiful and this is just what I see. But like, I can't always, on a technical aspect, remember like, oh wait, that shouldn't be showing on a woman, or a woman likes their arm positioned this way. A woman's curvature is supposed to be shot like this. But with a guy, because the natural like sexual attraction is there, it's just easier for me to know like how they would also want to be portrayed in that light as well.
That was basically what I was taught from the beginning, to make the photographer fall in love with you. Is that what you were taught? You know, that can go too far.
I mean, my modeling agent told me that you have to, I mean, he literally told me that you have to like flirt a little bit with the photographer also, or like, I mean, he was very straight up, because the industry we work in can be shady. That's why I appreciate you so much, because you've shown nothing but just like genuine like interest in the person, and it's never felt uncomfortable, even though we can create very sexy and beautiful images. But it's never felt uncomfortable. It's just like such a good environment. But my modeling agent told me that you have to also like, you know,
what,
like,
when there's like, when get it all out, get it all out, what are you trying to say?
Sometimes you come by, you bring like, you know, bring some gifts, bring some cookies, like,
bring some gifts,
bring some coconut oil, I don't know, just be ready. You know, like, give him a...
Give him a what?
give him a what? Handjob or something.
Okay.
Like, literally, no, but like...
Give him some trouble.
Be cool with, like, you know, flirting a little bit with a photographer. And he told me that he was very straight up, hey, Mari, this industry is very driven by, like, you know, sex. So you have to be in a... I know for a fact that a lot of models who are not open to that. And that's, like, we talked about this with, like, my girlfriend, like, with Vita, where the line is drawn between sexual harassment and just being, like, open and cool, not so, you know, as a model, I think you have to have a certain level of that.
And I feel like the more powerful the connection is, the more like just raw imagery you can create, because we can rely on talent, right? I mean, I can shoot someone beautiful and they'll bring their beauty to the shoot, but like when you get to go like nitty gritty, getting to know them, building that connection, that's when images get really powerful and honest. And provoking, and that's what we all want, right?
Like,
I love my images to be very ambiguous. Like, who was taking that shot? Like, are they dating? Like,
that's
literally
our shot, the one with the corset.
You want to know like, what is their backstory? What is their connection story? What happened leading up to this point? And I think an image like that you showed at the beginning of the podcast, that like, it's timeless. and yeah. they'll never know our relationship.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And the ambiguity of some images are the best.
And so shooting with a lot of models now, you know, you shot like Jeff Caster, like a blonde, blue-eyed guy from Tennessee. You shot like a guy like myself, who's, by the way, olive skin, 6'3", six-pack, tattooed, kind.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Has there ever been a moment like where you have like shot someone that the line has been crossed, where you actually developed some like feelings? Because I feel like it's such an intimate connection with a photographer and a model. Because I think you, I mean, I'll be honest, I think you're very attractive. Mm. Like both your personality, everything about you, I find very attractive.
I feel like, again, the main component to like a really great shoot is chemistry and connection. Mm-hmm. I think in some things you can't stop, you know, whether you feel too much or you don't feel at all.
Yeah.
And so I felt both ways, you know, where you feel too much and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then where your heart's not involved, but for that moment you felt something and then you're able to capture it. But I mean, we're humans. I've met so many amazing, 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 beautiful people that you feel like your souls mesh, you know? And I've had very powerful moments, very powerful conversations.
Yeah, just like the moment with us. You know? we happen to be both models, but still, you know?
Like he said, did it ever go another level where you actually fell in love with this person outside of, you know, working together? Just curious, you don't have a name.
Whipping in the hot seat.
Wow.
Who is he or is she?
I haven't gone like that far. I tend to like the photographers I've shot with over time. There's definitely a connection of love.
Yeah.
And I'm really, I'm turned on by talent, you know, and intelligence.
Oh, wow. So you're what's it called? Sapiosexual? Sapiosexual. When you're attracted to intellect.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why I never liked Mario, but you.
No! There is a lot.
Hey, you're so smart. I'm so smart.
Yes, you are.
That could be one of the best like relationships you would have, would be a model and a photographer. I think I would love that.
Are you making moves right now? Are you making moves right now?
I'm not 6'3".
I'm gonna be straight up. Kevin.
Don't have olive skin.
Kevin, I know I don't qualify for like the fantasy you have and anything. I love the friendship we have and I don't want to change it. You know, it's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. But if you had to choose, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if the world was ending, right? And the Ark, there was like Ark and Noah, you know, and you have to like, you do have to board the ship.
I had to take someone with me.
But there's only space for one more person.
Okay.
And it's, for some reason, it's only Jeff and myself.
That's weird.
Standing there and Jeff's looking at you with his, you know,
giant,
like rugged look, giant green eyes, you know, like,
and look at that jawline, it's just creme de la creme.
Yeah, it's a 58-year-old jawline, so there's a lot of like, you know, and then there's me. You know, just like, you know,
great hair.
Jumping through the wind, you know, with my flopping hair.
Love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kind soul.
Tattooed.
Who has more between the two?
I just have one.
He's just got one. And I've got like 25. I'm not even gonna lie.
Wow.
I've got many. Yeah.
You know what? The empath in me would step out of the equation and let you two take each other.
That is the.
Thank you. Good answer. What a good answer. What a drama.
Can you imagine Jeff and me? That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. No, I mean, Jeff and I, we did have a first kiss. And
really?
I think I kind of like got scared. And then I left for Europe and we didn't see each other for a month. Because I didn't want to face anything beyond that. Maybe this is like a whole new level this is going to. Maybe instead of you discovering your love for myself.
Right. I feel like maybe I'm in the middle of something.
Maybe you're the wingman. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We can all do it.
Now it's turning. How the tables are turned. Jeff, have you ever hooked up with a photographer?
Willingly?
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Is this Uncensored After Dark? Because you guys are asking all the right questions.
I'd say one of the first photo shoots I ever did was with a female, and I did. And that might have been, like I was saying, I'm attracted to talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just getting started as a model, and I was like, wow, this person is so creative and so talented.
Right.
I'll let her give me a blowjob.
Okay.
You know?
How kind of you. That's so nice.
You know?
That's so nice, Jeff. You know, he's a real philanthropist.
Yeah.
But what? I really want to date a photographer. I don't know. I feel like we'd have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, creating art, creating OnlyFans, creating anything.
Right.
So
yeah.
Right, yeah. So if you know any photographer.
God damn it, he's hard to break through, he's hard to break, you know?
He's not like this off camera though. Oh. he's putting on a show right now.
Jesus
you
Christ.
Silly, silly.
How about you, Mario?
Yeah.
Have I ever hooked up with a photographer?
Yeah, I have, clearly, yeah. Actually, we're gonna see one guy in Switzerland that I've done that with multiple times. It's like, I mean, I've talked about this a lot in the podcast. It's just inevitable, but never on the level where I actually had like a real attraction to them.
Okay.
Until I met Kevin.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I love the way you dress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pretty simple question. What is that? And I'm seriously curious. What does that say about you? Or maybe give them a little detail how you dress.
Look at the nails. Okay. Look at the nails.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. I love the embodiment of like feminine and masculine. And some days I wake up and I want to dress more in what is easily more recognizable as a male. And then other days, am I interrupting something?
No, you can.
You know, I can just.
If I'm
I can leave.
No, you can.
We want you here, Kevin. We want you here.
This is the three of us together.
Okay. No! And then there's some days where I really want to express that like feminine expression. Mm-hmm. And so I like wearing like crop tops or, you know, something only covering the middle.
He goes like so far into each other. Like literally, we were walking around in Portugal, like one day you're wearing this like a beautiful like crop top, like the thing, and then you're wearing the high heels and the beautiful pants. And the next day he shows up in Converse, a Chicago Bulls t-shirt and a baseball cap. I'm like, what is happening? Like, it's like really two ends, and I love that, you know, that like expression different. Yeah,
I feel like it's important, you know, that queer and gay looks different, you know, and it's, there's a spectrum, there's hues, and I want to just break those molds of what it should look like, could look like, because there's someone out there wanting freedom, and if I can give them a piece of me, that would unlock that for them.
And I love that so much about you. I swear to God, I find it so inspiring, the freedom you have and the celebration, also the confidence you have with that, because I think it should be so normal, but like you also showing that confidence in like the self-expression, I think it's very powerful.
Thank you.
You know, because so many people out there are like afraid to, I went to Pride in Copenhagen, which was phenomenal, I loved it, so much freedom and no judgment, but sometimes I gotta remind myself that this is not the norm,
right?
Like this is not, Pride is a very special time when this is like, you know,
right, you
celebrated.
Know. And
sometimes
when I get my nails done, they're like, oh, is there an event? Or like, is it Pride? And I'm just like,
I'm just celebrating me and like, you know, that freedom and that,
exactly.
But is there anything deeper to that, or is it just an expression of creative freedom, or is there any interest or
appreciate that
anything with wanting to be a female in any way, or is it
good? You know what, that is a very valid question, and I could see that. I remember I think Pride in LA in 2015, it was the first time I wore like a long shirt as a dress, and I don't actually tell this story very often, so you guys are getting it. And I had like two people text me congratulations because they thought I was transitioning, and I was so kind of confused. No, I definitely personally identify as a male, a cisgendered gay man, and I just love meeting that threshold of femininity. And there is sometimes, like in my private life, if I wear something like, and I don't, and I feel like it's, I can't see myself in the mirror anymore, like it looks like I'm maybe playing dress up, or it's not as honest to me,
okay,
I'll take it off, and that just wasn't the right balance for me.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's one thing you kind of, I had to realize also.
I love this question.
How to dress people.
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes we make a joke, especially with Jeff, you know, and there's like a lot
question.
Of like,
this one's so good.
It was such a build up. What's your favorite color?
No, that's not
my
question.
Okay.
Wait,
what is
where are you going with this?
Oh, because we just had this talk at the airport.
So, Kevin told me his biggest pet peeve.
Number one
pet peeve is when people call him the B word. Bro.
Okay.
Bro. And that might be a problem for Jeff and me, because we say that a lot. Like, I started saying with Travis, almost like in a making fun of that straight bro culture.
Right.
Like, I started with Travis, we had this phase where we'd be like, because we are both quite, I would say, more feminine men, right? Yeah. In some ways. So we would always, when we'd be like very feminine, but then we always say, yeah, bro. You know, to kind of almost like make fun of that culture.
Right.
So what is it about the word bro or dude or man that makes you, hey!
Whoa!
What if they're going to tell us to be quiet? We heard a lot of cheering.
Hola.
It's a stadium.
Hola. Buenas tardes. Sí, pero estamos filmando ahora para un video. Vamos a salir en una hora. All right, back to the program.
Okay, so we talked about it at the airport. I was like, okay, we should probably talk about this now. I don't like when people say, hey man, hey bro, hey dude, hate it. And I explained it because it just groups me into a culture that you automatically assume I associate myself with. Because I feel like in my normal day-to-day life, if you don't look at the nails and you're just looking at my outward appearance, I come across as like a guy. And I am a guy, but you wouldn't know really too much about me, you know? It would be the equivalent of if I just consistently called you, hey girl, hey babe.
Yeah.
I feel like it would accumulate to actually get under your skin if I did it in public, in front of anyone you're seriously dating, in front of professionals.
Yeah.
But that could be my reality, you know, as a gay man. I call a lot of my friends girl, babe, love. But it would group you into a culture that you might not necessarily identify with.
Yeah, and we don't think about it this way so much. I think about it psychologically where it comes from. When you call somebody bro, it almost like immediately diffuses or takes away any like homosexual vibe, you know, because for example, like some guys, maybe they're in like uncomfortable with the situation. I can see that even with me, because a lot of models also, they think that I'm openly gay, right? So when I talk to them, I'm like, I mean, I can come across like a little like flirtatious with, because I make eye contact and stuff and talk to people. And I think a lot of models, male models we shot with also, they maybe thought I was, they told me after, oh, I thought you were like maybe interested in sleeping with me and all that stuff, you know. And I might have been, you know, but then they say like, that's cool, bro. And then it's almost like a signal you send out to that person to like, you know, so that's another aspect of it.
But, right. Yeah. Interesting point of view. I understand that. And I think, I also just think it's in the heteronormative way of like using that. It's just so casual and I'm not a casual person. I think that's the second component I was describing to Mario, is that like, if you know me by name, I'd just rather you call me my name, because I can go up to anyone on the street and say, hey, bro, hey, dude, hey, man. Nice to meet you, man. But I'm not a casual person. I'm a very intimate,
Insatiable.
I'm tangible. I want to like.
Yeah.
I want to be close to you.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just you use my name. I'll use your name. And
how was it for you, Jeff? Like going, because I'm picturing Jeff right now, back in Tennessee playing football. They're in the shower. You know, they're like showering each other's butt cracks. You know, they're massaging each other. You know, and then they go like, "Is that good, bro?" And then you know, and then immediately it diffuses it.
Yeah, that does sound like the like typical masculine locker room talk. What's up, bro? Bro. Why are you looking at me like that? Hey, bro, no.
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
Or like, you know, it's like dope dick, bro. You know what I always say? Like, you say dope dick, you compliment his weenie, but then you say bro, so then it's like between bros. You know, it's like, if you just say, hey man, you've got a dope dick. That's like, you know, it's kind of like, okay, this guy might want to jump on it, you know? And if you say, you got a dope dick, bro, it's like, oh, it's compliment. Thanks, man, you know? You know what I mean?
The person that says bro the most to me
is Travis Bryant.
Is you.
Is me.
Oh. But I like it though, because you're right, it does sort of like take the edge off. When I first got to know you, I thought you were 100% gay.
Oh, I think Jeff was one of those people,
But every time you said bro, I was like, okay, maybe he's chill. Maybe he doesn't.
Travis also says bro.
So you're the originator.
Yeah.
Bro.
So Jeff, when I first hit you up, you also thought, did you thought I was gonna get into your pants?
Was it on Grindr?
Just being
so Danny Hunt, actually. I typed in blonde 58-year-old from Tennessee, and Jeff popped up.
Oh my god!
And there we were.
I'll never get over that feeling. Nobody will ever. I think being in the modeling industry, I always started to have my guard up with people.
Wait, you had your guard up? The first video you shot, you had your guard down. And your pants also.
We hung out a couple times before that.
Okay.
I knew like who you were.
Yeah,
but I think being in the industry, it just sort of made me raise my guard to everybody I met in the industry, because most people wanted a little something from you.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. And then when I saw you and I saw you with Travis, I was like, he's 1,000% gay and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then I met you and you was like, I don't know, I couldn't really tell. You said you were dating girls.
Mm-hmm.
I never really asked you specifically.
Yeah.
But now that I've gotten to know you, you're 1,000% gay.
When I first met you, I'm not gonna go there, man, because I realize sometimes like I diffuse too much with humor because I don't know, like, yeah. Because I'll be honest, man, I mean, straight transparent now.
Yeah,
like when we had our first kiss like a couple of weeks ago, like it was nicer than I thought, actually.
Okay, I'm leaving now. I'm for sure in something. No.
We had a lot of chocolate syrup all over us.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, but like when our tongues touched and then kissed, like, yeah, I felt like, it was actually nice. It was like a nice, I love you, man. It's like, there was a lot of connection there.
Did you see when I posted on my OnlyFans, like a little screenshot of it? Somebody said, the first comment I got was, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
And I was like,
oh, I think our kiss was so hot. Do you see our kiss?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's do a live reaction of the kiss right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, golly. All right. Let's see.
This is it. I'm about to kiss Mario Adrian.
Love the sun. Love it.
You never regret the things you did. You always regret the things you did.
Alright, I'm seeing the tension.
1,000%.
Oh my! Stop! No! The smiles, I mean. I feel like.
He got confetti. Did you see what he got?
I feel like I'm in between something right now that maybe I can let you guys figure out right now. So I can just excuse myself and...
Not the show, yeah, we've
it was a beautiful kiss, though. It was very beautiful.
No,
I felt the passion.
And you know, sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes you kiss somebody and it happened to me before. Maybe you also have it to you guys. I've been attracted to people and then I was like, okay, there's everything there. I like this person.
And
we vibe.
When you kiss them.
And then we kiss and then it's just like... a direction. Not quite, but like it's just like it doesn't fully match.
Right.
It doesn't click so much, you know? And with Jeff, I was like I don't like him. He snores. He's
no.
He don't eat steak. But then we kissed and it was like, oh, I get it now. I think it was really beautiful. It was a nice kiss.
The sun was beaming on you guys.
Yeah, and I want to apologize to you, Jeff, because I think in the video where we talked about it, I think I kind of like deflected a lot with humor and stuff because I was like, it makes me a little uncomfortable sometimes, but it was really nice. I'm just going to say you're a great kisser.
Thank you.
Dude.
Well. What did your girlfriend say? Was she cool with it? Was she like, that's just an expression of love between two bros?
And she said it was beautiful. Yeah. She said it was very beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, sweet girl.
Yeah.
I like her.
I love this time on this podcast. Jeff always is like, has very like predatory vibes at some point towards everybody of us, anybody in this podcast, including Vida, everybody.
She's who I am.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you also said he's such a good kisser. I feel like I was led into that decision.
What about,
I was led into that decision.
How was the kiss with me, though? Like, from your perspective of the side of the things.
It was wonderful. I will say that I tried to hold it a little longer.
But that's an issue. That's the thing. People have always been talking about, oh, Mario, you didn't hold it long enough. Literally, in my mind, if we're, you know what? Let's do Lago Como.
Okay.
Let's kiss. And, like, no camera. Because when YouTube, you know, Travis's video was taken down because he kissed you for too long. Because YouTube is fucked up. YouTube removes content of a straight couple kissing. You find it on YouTube, heavily making out in a car. There's like, it's fully monetized too. A video of two guys kissing, age restricted. And it's fucked up. And it's the thing, YouTube is like, there's a lawsuit from LGBTQ creators against YouTube for discriminating against anything that's like homoerotic. I mean, a full YouTube video about it. Because it's like, so much stuff has been taken down that was like homoerotic, you know? And it's like,
messed up double standard.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why I didn't hold it longer. And also maybe I was afraid of like, you know.
Catching feelings.
I've got kind of a side note question for Kev.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to show any of this, but I noticed on your Instagram post, you get deep on these captions. You don't have to elaborate too much.
Oh,
What I'm asking you, these are things that stick out to me.
Because he posted a picture of me and he said something like, this one, I think. And he posted this picture of me, which is like all about me, and then the caption is, thought about giving you one more chance. Never mind, let's break up at Mario Adrian. I'm like, bro, what am I have I done wrong?
Now I'm no
what
genius.
What have I done wrong?
I'm no genius.
What?
It seems like it's directed at someone. Are you speaking to someone?
Can I see this? Okay. Never mind, let's break up. That's a Lainey song. I don't talk shit about you on the internet. Never told anyone anything bad. Cause that shit's embarrassing. You were my everything. So, my Instagram aesthetic is...
First of all, that was so good.
My Instagram aesthetic is heartbreak. I feel like that I have a heartbreak aesthetic. Yeah. And what I post, for the most part, is the lyrics.
Heartbreak lyrics.
Okay. Now, whether they're about people...
Yeah.
That's not for you to
That's the fantasy. I love it.
That's the fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Also, you're singing. You're such a good singer. And that brings you back to something that might run in your bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you're Filipino descent, right? But you're born in California.
Yeah, correct.
Almost all Filipinos I've met, first of all, are so sweet. Are just, I love them. I love Philippines so much.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they all have, I mean, so many Filipinos I know sing so well.
Right, yeah.
Is that something like you just grew up with in the Philippines or?
My mom was a singer.
Yeah.
My mom also did photography, or it was in my mom's.
She was born in the Philippines, right? She's first.
Yes. Yeah. And then when I grew up, my dad was always taking footage of us. He was taking our pictures. He was video recording us with like a camcorder.
Yeah.
So I feel like both of those arts are in my veins,
okay.
In my DNA.
Yeah,
but Filipinos, I mean, they can dance, they can sing, they can cook.
And I think like now we're doing this Euro trip that I love to go. I mean, with Jeff, we gotta go to the Philippines. I'm telling you, have you seen the Filipino commercials, like the Jollibee commercials?
I have not.
Okay, so Jollibee is a fast food chain in the Philippines. And they make, I think Philippines is also very emotional. Like they feel so much. It's all about heartbreak. So their commercials, it's a fast food commercial. That shit makes me cry every time. I'm not even gonna lie. Let me just show you real quick.
I always regret political stuff.
All right, so this is it. It's a true story. Vow.
This is a short film.
It's quick though. Look at his eyes.
Looks like me.
He does. And there, the bride comes.
Me as well.
Never forget. And it was that Jollibee.
Stop.
She walks in. She's the one. Look how lovely he is. That's how I look at you, but you always ignore me.
I was like, get me to the food.
He's like such a creep, can you imagine?
Spicy chicken, red eggs, or rice.
Oh my god, they're just made for each other.
Chills. What?
Kahit hindi naging tayo.
That is messed up.
You know, he feels so much pain, but he still...
No, not the friend zone!
And that's exactly how I feel.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly how I feel. He wingman zoned me.
So savage.
And that's how I was friend zoned by him, just like that. Just like that. But I'll always love you.
Even if it's not with you. Isn't that crazy though?
That's a commercial.
That's a commercial.
In the Philippines. And that says so much about Filipinos because
they feel a good heartbreak story.
And, people, a lot of times with GTV, ask me, Rory, why do you love the Philippines so much? It's truly because I went there and I've never felt that, where I went to a place and I just felt the energy collectively of people was just so warm.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt so at home.
Yeah.
And it was strange. I didn't know anybody. I went to the Philippines for like 3 days, ended up staying for 2 months.
Sounds about right.
And since then, I've been wanting to go back, but then the pandemic hit.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You felt that.
Yeah. That's where I realized, when I realized you were also from the Philippines, I was like, I get it. Because you also got that warmth about you. How about we make a vow?
Yeah. Right here.
And we
right now.
We will go together.
We will go to the Philippines together.
Okay. Who's kissing what?
I'm kissing my own. You know what I want to do? Before I go to the Philippines, I want to make a commercial. My own commercial. Starring Jeff Kasser and Kevin Roldan. And we're going to like create the most beautiful, heartbreaking story just like that, you know? Yeah. And then I'll send it to Jollibee and make that thing go viral so that they cast me for the Jollibee commercial. I don't have a lot of goals with modeling anymore. That is one of them. That's one thing.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. It's your Jollibee.
So if somebody held a gun to your head and said you have to either kiss Jeff Kasser or Mario Adrian, who would you choose? And don't come up with some puty some stuff.
I like absolutely had to kiss someone. And you two were the only choices.
Yeah.
Can I phone a friend for this? Because I'm. Can I ask this?
He's 6'3", almost. Get a tattoo. He's everything you ever wanted.
But okay. If I had to kiss one of you, I. Wait. Is this gun even loaded?
What do you mean by that?
You said someone put a gun to my head.
That gun. I thought you were talking about another gun.
Is it loaded?
It is fully loaded.
Oh,
yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
I feel like, hold on, let me think about who I have a bigger emotional connection towards. I feel like then the shooter would just be like, you know what? I'm not going to make you decide. I'm leaving. I can't choose.
Don't come up with us. We're putting you on the spot because the viewers like the drama. I'm not going to let you get out. You're like a fish. You're like slipping out of everything. This one, you're not going to slip out of.
Oh, no. I hate this.
It's just a question.
I feel like I'd kiss Jeff.
What the fuck?
You prove it. You prove it. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Entire life. Hey, call whoever you want a narcissist. I love it. That fucker is a narcissist. I hate him.
Oh my god.
What's his name?
Wow.
Wow, that was...
Is it mainly because you like older men? Or what's the motivation?
I think he likes voluptuous lips, intelligence, talent.
Well, I feel like the Yelp review you gave was just like, that was partly you were just like offering that information out, and then you set me up with a question: who would I rather kiss?
Okay,
you look beautiful right now.
So is that based on the emotional connection you have with him, or? Would you want me to for this Euro trip, like, room with Riley, or?
No, don't say that, no.
Hey, second place is good.
Can we cut right here? That was intense.
I think we gotta make a video at some point, like, who was the better kisser test or something, you know? We blindfold you, and then we kiss you, and then, you know what I mean?
That's so phenomenal. Yeah.
I feel like I'm okay. I'm a little hurt right now.
We have a victor just ready.
Mom, I just want to thank you, Mom, for the match you gave me.
Well, but don't forget what Travis Bryant said.
What did he say?
He said,
I thought
that Jeff has got a small weenie. His words on mine.
Grow or not.
Actually, he didn't say that at all. But he said that he likes me better as a person in general. So I just wanted to throw that in before we move on. All right, let's move on. One last thing I want to touch on, because I really want your opinion on this, I think you're in a, with the whole femininity thing we talk about, I think it's a very interesting question. Did you hear about the whole Wii Spa situation?
Are you talking about like cruising?
What's cruising?
Cruising is like where, I feel like maybe typically men go to like saunas or like spas or like steam rooms. Mm-hmm. And like spas like that, I feel like are known for like hookups. Cruising is like, that's what.
That too. But in this specific incident, and now it gets confusing.
Okay.
A trans woman went to the woman's section with her penis out.
Okay.
So appearance-wise, she was expressing herself as a man still, but said that she identifies as a female.
Yes.
So then the question was, and there was like a family, like a kid and a mom, and the kid saw that like penis, and she was not like ready for it, right? It was a young girl. So then the question becomes, what do we do with that? Like, is it disrespectful of the trans woman to show up and aggressively show her penis, or should it be something that we have to learn? How this is like the new normal now, you know, where, you know, it's about how we identify and respecting her sexual journey or whatever she's on.
Okay, thank you for asking this. I love this question. He's still so excited about the answer. I feel like, okay, in general, there's always room to grow for both sides of the story, right? Yeah. Like, very much, we're always wanting to learn. That's why we engage in human interaction and connection. And I feel like I side, if we even want to use those words, like, that's beautiful. She's in her identity, and into her mind, you know, trans women are women.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm sorry, I cut that sentence off. Take the in her mind out. Trans women are women.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I wasn't absolutely saying in her mind. That's that's non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't have to make people understand.
Okay.
So that's where I would say that's not her job. Mm-hmm. Now, if people don't understand and have and maybe aren't as awakened, or their minds aren't as open, you know, there's always room to grow. But she's not in the wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
think it depends. You know, it depends on her intention, right?
I can see
because
that.
I think it also leaves room for men who are actually, you know, I would say identify as men to go in to live some sexual fantasy and claiming that they identify as a woman. You know, I think that's the problem. Where do you differentiate? Where do you make the differentiation? Where, like, okay, this person identifies as a woman, doesn't express as a woman, so how do you make sure that this is the intentions are genuine?
I feel like, you know, first of all, there is a difference between transgender and transsexual. So transsexual is someone who goes through with the bottom surgery.
Yeah.
And so what is someone who is transgender supposed to do? Like, if she still has that body part, I don't know if it's fair to say it's aggressive. That's just one of her body parts, you know?
Yeah.
But to someone who isn't either educated or awakened, or their mind's not, hasn't done the willingness to do research and lean into understanding, like, then it's going to come across as aggressive. It's going to come across as you're making a statement. I can just imagine, I'm just imagining the most innocent situation where 100%. She's just trying to go have a pleasant day at the spa, and because of her body part, it's just labeled. But if she had the other body part, it wouldn't be aggressive, because Wii Spa's supposed to be naked, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's just where I would say my views are. Obviously, being in the
totally
LGBT
understand that,
community, I'm always going to side with someone that's in the alphabet mafia.
I think, like, what the problem is right now, we're in, it's such a new thing to learn, and I think that's just, like, always creates some difficulties. Where it becomes a problem if it's weaponized. No, but I appreciate you for setting an example, like, for bringing that openness and that awareness, you know, in a way where it's like, you know, I mean, it's not aggressive, just, like, authentic and true and loving. And that's what I think is so beautiful. So I appreciate that about you.
Could you see any situations where that you would not agree with that? This is kind of off topic, but, like, sports, for example.
So obviously, like, that is probably the most mainstream examples. But, you know, I'm in the alphabet mafia. But that's not a life I've walked even an inch in their shoes, you know? I don't know what it's like to be born in the wrong body and have not just body dysmorphia, gender dysmorphia. I'd be like, this isn't how I truly identify. Like, I can't understand that. But what I can do is, like, validate their experience and show that I side with them, even if it's painful.
But do you carry that compassion to the women who train their whole life and now are essentially biologically competing with someone that they can't compete with? So I don't know. I think for sports, I would disagree with you, but anything else, and I would never deny anyone. You are who you are. I agree with that. I think with sports, it's a different level, though, because these girls train their whole life, and they're getting destroyed by trans men or women, I'm not sure.
Right. But if you think about it in the grand scheme of things, right, like, how many times has, like, there been, just in the years that's of, like, Olympia, meaning mass sports, has someone cisgendered won? Like, and then only now has, like, there come to light more in the media that, like, trans men and women are, we'll say, making a statement, you know? Like, when you kind of compare ratios, it's like,
But there's not trans women competing in the men's sports.
Hey, women's maybe you want to reconsider that kiss.
yeah! Oh my god!
That's and that is how we ended. What a story arc, you know. For a second I lost him, you know, but now we're back and Jeff is alone once again. Guys.
Take it back.
Can we do like an ADR, like audio over who I choose? I can edit. And all of a sudden it says, my lips literally say Jeff, and but in like ADR goes, Mario.
That's exactly what I was gonna do. Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you being so open.
Thank you.
I love you, I really do. You're one of my like closest friends in the last couple of weeks, and I really appreciate that.
This
Euro trip is not going well. Alright guys, like the video, subscribe to the channel for more episodes, uncensored conversations from Europe with I don't know who, but it's gonna be great.
Bye!